试卷十一，口译题。
Part A, Directions. In this part of the test, you will hear two passages in English. After you have heard each paragraph, interpret it into Chinese. Start interpreting at the signal, and stop it at the signal. You may take notes while you are listening.Remember, you will hear the passages only once. Now let's begin Part A with the first passage. Passage 1.
It is a happy accident that my country has been the site of the headquarters of the Asian Development Bank. But this fortuitous honor does not diminish the Pan-Asian character of this great institution. That character is as evident in its aim...which is the material uplift of all Asian countries to the levels achieved by their most developed partners, as in the Asian style that increasingly marks its work. Speaking from the Philippine experience, the ADB has been extremely generous in its support. Allow me again this opportunity to intrude a purely national matter by thanking the Asian Development Bank for the generous support it has given the Philippines.And for the country's particular plight. I am a little embarrassed to say this, but while we certainly need more help than you have offered, there was a time when you offered more help than we were prepared to handle. Yet, in the distinctive way of the ADB, you offered to help us improve our capability to fully utilize the support the bank would like to give in the Philippine economic recovery effort.
Passage 2.
What you do is as important as anything government does. I ask you to seek a common good beyond your comfort, to defend needed reforms against easy attacks, to serve your nation, beginning with your neighbor. I ask you to be citizens. Citizens, not spectators. Citizens, not subjects. Responsible citizens.Building communities of service and a nation of character. When this spirit of citizenship is missing, no government program can replace it. When this spirit is present, no wrong can stand against it. We are not this story's author who fills in time and eternity with his purpose. Yet his purpose is achieved in our duty, and our duty is fulfilled in service to one another.Americans are generous and strong and decent, not because we believe in ourselves, but because we hold beliefs beyond ourselves.